Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I see this item this morning about, you know, putting your child in a ride share. And I'm old school, so it made my eyes jerk open. But I want to know, what do you think? Is this a good idea?
No, it's not a good idea, and I'm going to explain why. We are finding ourselves, as a society, giving way too much confidence and trust in technology without vetting or finding out what does that really mean when we give away our trust. So placing a child into a stranger's vehicle, even though they say they have been so-called vetted, that is just a playground for issues, not to mention driving habits, insurance requirements, liability, risk management, safety of the child, sexual predators. And if you think about it, we put our child in schools, and we even have teachers that are preying on our children's safety, and there's sexual predators hired as teachers. There's no way in the world I would have my child get into a car with a stranger.
Obviously, the way things are today, you know, parents are busy. In a lot of cases, both parents are working, and they are frustrated in trying to find a way to get the kids everywhere they need to go. Is there a better suggestion?
Yes, there is. There's, you know, now with social media and the ability to connect with all the other mothers and fathers, you can actually collectively get a good pool of trusted, known neighbors and your sources that your children know in school, and work on those relationships for transportation. As an absolute last resort, ever would I go to one of these rideshare services, because even with adults and going out on the town, they are victims of robbery or inappropriate touching. I can't imagine a child being in that position all by themselves.
Does it make a big difference between, let's say, putting a 16-year-old in a rideshare and sending your 12-year-old to their basketball practice in a rideshare?
Well, I think that relies on how mature and how the child is capable of handling. One, are they going to be alone? Two, what is their actual age level as it relates to street smarts and street knowledge? Because you can take a 12-year-old in, you know, right in the downtown New York or Chicago area, and they're pretty street smart. But if you take someone from a fully suburban area that has never even engaged with strangers, that's going to be a challenge. So I think it really depends on the individual, but I would actually set a definitive age limit. But if they're 16, I would look at getting them their own transportation before putting them in a stranger's car.
And you said something that really stood out to me, and I know we've heard you say it before. You know, you have to be your own first line of defense when it comes to keeping yourself safe. But this thing about how we have become just automatically so trusting, I mean, that's a big deal nowadays.
It is, and I'm finding out that many of my friends, including family members and relatives, are literally giving up all of their privacy and all of their data protection just because of convenience. Whether it is a voice-activated assistant within your home, every platform has them, or just downloading a new app and agreeing to everything that they're going to take from your phone, we really don't pay any attention to what they are doing in our personal lives in areas we should be protected. That's something we're really going to have to pay attention to daily, because we're being abused as consumers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.